Today is the Feast of the Epiphany. So the epistle for the Epiphany is taken from Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, be enlightened, O Jerusalem, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen above thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, a mist of the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall walk in thy lights, and kings in the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about and see, all these are gathered together, they are come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall rise up at thy side. Then shalt thou see and abound, and thy heart shall wonder and be enlarged. When the multitude of the sea shall be converted to thee, the strength of the Gentiles shall come to thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedarians of Midian and Ephah, all they from Saba shall come, bringing gold and frankincense and showing forth praise to the Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 2. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, in the days of King Herod, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to adore him. And King Herod, hearing this, was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where Christ should be born. But they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judah, for so it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, the land of Judah, art not thou the least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come forth the leader that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, privately calling the wise men, learned diligently of them the time of the star which appeared to them, and sending them into Bethlehem, said, Go and diligently inquire after the child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may also come and adore him. Who, having heard the king, went their way, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them until it came and stood over where the child was. And seeing the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And entering into the house, they found the child with Mary, his mother, and falling down, they adored him. And opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having received an answer in sleep that they should not return to Herod, they went back another way into their own country. Please be seated. The light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, we know that the word epiphany means a manifestation. And so we have the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, as the true King. His divinity is manifested to us. And so that's what the feast centers on. It centers on the manifestation of the Son of God to the world, especially to the Gentile people. Because as we know that from this, they were given this opportunity then to receive this true King. And that is what they would accept then as he is the Messiah for them. So the King has come. So the introit expresses that the Lord, the ruler, is come, and the kingdom is in his hand and power and domination. And so we see from that, that truly our Lord has come, we know that, but then also that he has manifested himself as a King to the whole world. And even though he comes as an infant to the world itself, that they don't accept our Lord as the true Messiah. But yet, we see that these kings come. These kings make a long journey in order to bear their gifts to the Christ child. They even come to Herod and ask, where is this king going, the King of the Jews going to be born? Because they have seen the star, and so the star shows them the way. It leads them, just as our Lord is this light to the world, and he is this light that we are to follow too. And so the collect sums up very well what this feast means to us. It says, O God, who on this day didst manifest thy own only begotten Son to the Gentiles by the guidance of a star, graciously grant that we who know thee now by faith may be led even to contemplate the beauty of thy majesty. And so if we look at this prayer, the collect of the Mass, before I've told you that it sets kind of a theme for the Mass itself. And so it recognizes to Almighty God that he has manifested, has shown to the people, to the Gentile people, his only begotten Son. And it is from the star that they have found it. So they are led by the star to come to worship our Lord. And as I say, they've traveled far distances in order to be able to come and bear their gifts. But it continues on, it says, for us, graciously grant that we know thee now by faith. So we've had the opportunity to know our Lord Jesus Christ. We know him through the Gospels. We know him through, obviously, Revelation. And so we have that opportunity because we have known our Lord. And so therefore, from that, allowing us then, from that, to contemplate his majesty, contemplate who he is, that he is truly this king for us. And that is what we prepared for during the time period of Advent. Then our Lord comes at Christmas. And now in this Christmas season, again, it gives us the opportunity to worship him truly as a king. He is this king for all of us, king of our hearts, king of the world. And so this manifestation of his divinity came by the fact of the star. And so it's important for us to recognize that we know him by our faith, and so therefore that we will contemplate his majesty. Again, recognizing the fact of who he is. And by that recognition from who he is, then it should be something that we illustrate by our lives. We illustrate it by how our actions are, how we live our lives. And so the Magi give to us a great example. And that is where when we look at the Magi themselves. And so certainly they weren't Jewish people, these kings of all these different lands, but they come to worship this one king, the true king. And so for the Magi, as they come and travel, as I say, they travel these far distances. It gives to us an example of how prompt that they were. They saw the star and they were moved by that. Moved in order to be able to come, to set out for this long journey. And in some ways, we are prompted by God's grace. Now, whether the graces that we received at Christmas time or the Christmas season, well, we too are prompted by his graces. As I say, to live a virtuous life, to live a life that is pleasing to God, that we are moved in that direction. And so we're called by grace. Just as the wise men are called by this star to come, to give adoration to our Lord, the same idea for us, that we are called. We are called to give adoration to our King. And so that's what's important for us then to try to also to have a prompt response to the graces that God will call us to. Again, looking at our lives, looking at how we live our lives. Have we responded in this prompt way to the offerings of grace that God gives to our soul? And sometimes we think about maybe the sins of omission, the opportunities that we had that we omitted, that we're prompted by grace at a moment, and maybe we don't take advantage of that. Well, that is where then, like the wise men, we are meant to give a prompt response to these graces of God, these offerings of graces that he gives to our soul. And then following that up, we see the generosity of the three wise men. And so they followed the star against all difficulties. And so for them, they traveled a far distance. You know, we can't even contemplate that anymore for us. Now, we have our cars, we have our airplanes, we have all the comforts when we make our travels. And certainly we've had our struggles, maybe sometimes when we travel, whether car problems, or then we, you know, when we're flying, maybe a plane is late or delayed or it's canceled. But can you imagine making the journey that they made, leaving their country to come then to give adoration to our Lord? Traveling through the night, traveling through elements, this generosity that they make through the difficulties that they had. And so it helps us to see sometimes what the difficulties we may have, maybe in following our Lord Jesus Christ, of how we too need to be generous. A generosity of so God will reward. You know, that life of sacrifice, the life of giving things up. God will definitely reward you for that life. And so it helps us to try to see when we look at these three wise men. And against all the difficulties, yes, they followed the star. They came until they could find where the star was. And so again, it gives us a good example of what we should also try to do in our daily lives. When we have our difficulties, when we have our struggles, when we have the crosses and trials that come to us, how do we react? Do we complain? Do we get frustrated from them? Or try to give that out of generosity? And we all have our struggles, we all have our difficulties. Maybe we can also look at how have we handled things in the past. Okay, now a new year. We have a way to try to look at things in a different light. And so we see this promptness, we see this generosity, and then finally, obviously, the perseverance that the three wise men show to us. They finally arrived to where the king was born, where the star settles over the manger scene. And so again, a long journey for them through their difficulties, they persevere to the very end. They persevere to be able to lay their gifts at the feet of this king. An infant to the world, I'm sure, would not have thought to be a true king. But the wise men responded to this grace to recognize that he is the true king. And so they persevered to the very end. And so again, a great example for us to persevere through our difficulties and our challenges. Temptations that we may suffer from. You know, when we're tempted maybe to abandon the path that we're on. Well, here's a great example to us of the three wise men of persevering to the very end. Of helping us also to persevere in our own struggles. And so let us look to the three wise men for this example. You know, on this feast of the Epiphany, to where they bear their gifts, they bring their gifts to the Christ child, what are we going to give him? You know, what do we have to give? And that's something that we have to reflect, especially during this Mass. Reflect and be able to try to see, what can I give our Lord? What can I offer to him? And at the very least, all of us have our soul to give to God. It is meant to go back to God anyway. So why not try to make that offering to him now? But then also to be thankful for the graces that we have received in the past during this Christmas season. But asking God to give us the help that we need for the struggles that we may find ourselves in the future. Future temptations, future trials, difficulties that we have, the temptation to abandon the path that we're on, the path of virtue. You know, ask God to enlighten us, just as through the star he enlightened the three wise men, that they were shown the path. All of us, we know the path. I mean, we know the path because we have the recordings of our Lord in the gospel. We have his life, his example. In a large sense, we know what to do. We just need the grace to help us to do it, to follow that path, to follow the path that God wants from all of us. So pray for these graces, as I say. Pray to the three wise men. Come to the creche, pray to our Lord, pray to the Holy Family, ask for the graces that you need to be faithful, to persevere to the end, but then also to be generous, to be prompt in our response to what God is asking from each and every one of us. God will ask different things from all of us, but he will never ask more than what we can give. And so try to be generous, try to be prompt in that response to our Lord, and then to persevere to the very end. So I'll leave you with the words of the post-communion of today's Mass. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that with minds that have been cleansed, we may grasp the meaning of what with solemn rite we celebrate. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.